The parole board's report says the killing of a 3-year-old is among the worst of the worst capital crimes. And the testimony they heard about the abusive home Ronald Phillips was raised in did not indicate how much abuse he personally suffered. But two parole board members say they're concerned about conflicting testimony of two doctors about the sexual assault before Sheila Marie Evans' death. Case it could still commute Phillips' sentence to life in prison. Phillips would be the first person put to death in Ohio in almost 3 years if he is executed, but it seems unlikely to happen on January 12th. The legal battle over the state's plans to use a never-before-tried combination of three drugs for lethal injection is just beginning. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.